WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
American Popular Song is a favorite of our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz. A never-released recording by one of our great composers is his latest find.
In a poetry class I was teaching last year, I was talking about great American song lyrics. But when I mentioned Cole Porter, there wasn't a flash of recognition. The students had never heard of him or any of his most famous songs. You're the Top, Just One of Those Things, I Get a Kick Out of You. My heart sank. Still, not all is lost, at least not yet. Every now and then, someone like Steve Nelson comes along to remind us of these treasures. Nelson was working on a book about the late Abe Burroughs, writer, director, TV personality, and the father of James Burroughs, the creator of Cheers. Going through Burroughs' files, Nelson discovered a home recording on which Cole Porter was accompanying himself in songs from Can Can, the 1953 musical he was collaborating on with Burroughs. The show turned out to be one of Porter's biggest hits. So now we can hear the composer himself urging us to let ourselves go and do the can-can.
If in Deauville every swell can, it is so simple to do. If Debussy and Ravel can, 'twill be so easy for you. If the Louvre custodian can, if the God Republican can, if Van Gogh and Degas and Cezanne can, baby, you can too. If the chief in
Porter's funny sound is like a mirror of his soul. His incisive sense of rhythm invests standards like I Love Paris and Se Magnifique with surprising passion. In the show's rollicking anthem, Live and Let Live, his clipped, effete voice takes on the ferocity of a personal battle cry.
Live and let live, be and let be, hear and let hear, see and let see, sing and let sing, dance and let dance. You like Offenbach, I do not. So what, so what, so what? Read and let read, write and let write, love and let love, bite and let bite, live and let live, and remember this line, your business is your business and my business is mine. Live.
Porter sings lyrics that are different from their final versions and several songs that were cut from the show before it opened. The new disc also reissues home recordings that Porter made in 1935 from a flop called Jubilee, which Porter wrote while he and the entire production team were taking a world cruise. The songs here suggest something more like a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta than a Cole Porter musical. Here's the delightful Kling Kling Bird in the Divvy Divvy Tree.
Beware, beware of the ladies fair in the countries across the sea. Better follow the advice of the Kling Kling Bird on the top of the Divvy Divvy Tree. When about to get in a sweet one's nest, make a graceful excuse and flee. Better follow the advice of the Kling Kling Bird on the top of the Divvy Divvy Tree. For it may be fun to belong to someone, but it's wonderful to be free. Better follow the advice of the Kling Kling Bird. Better follow the advice of the Kling Kling Bird on the top of the Divvy Divvy Tree. On the top of the Divvy Divvy Tree.
Jubilee starred the dotty Hollywood comedian Mary Boland. Her son was played by a young actor named Montgomery Clift. Too bad Porter never recorded the two songs from Jubilee that remain in the collective consciousness, Just One of Those Things and Begin the Begin. Nevertheless, if you care about the history of popular songs and the American musical theater, this album has extraordinary value. If you don't, you'll just have to settle for a wonderful time.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Cole Sings Porter, rare and unreleased songs from Can Can and Jubilee on the Koch International label.